Filipino, the Board of Finance Committee is now open. For the record, please be identified by the Council Vice President Pro Dean.
Councilwoman Donna Travis is filling in for Councilman Gebhardt.
Pro Tem.
That's what I said.
Pro Diem.
What did I say?
Pro Diem.
Pro. Thank you, Councilwoman, for filling in. Item number one, bid 2023-305, Thayer Arena Roof Replacement and/or Repairs. Good evening, Director.
Good evening, Eric Earls, Public Works Director. So we're looking to award roof replacement for Thayer and Warburton arenas, the rinks, to Eagle Cornis Company in the amount of $1,556,500.
Thank you, Director. Are there any questions from members of this council? Committee. Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the council? Council President McAllister.
Thank you very much. Good evening, Director. I just wanted to point out that you're using the ARPA funds for this project, and I think that's important. It's over $1 million that we're using this for, you know, one-time payments to have a long-term, hopefully the roof lasts 20 years or however long we're looking to get a roof to last for. But that's a major investment. I think that's a really good example of what these ARPA funds are being used for and should be used for, is these kind of infrastructure things. Because just think about trying to find $1 million in the budget to fix this roof would take a lot of work and move it around. So I think it's important to point out that these are federal funds that are only coming in this one time. So we're investing it in the best case scenario in our infrastructure. So I just wanted to put that on the record and completely agree with that. And I think that's a good investment of these funds. Thank you.
Yeah. And to that point, we had anticipated it coming in around 1.7 million. So coming in at 1.55 is obviously better. And additionally, it's a 40-year warranty on the roof.
Thank you, Director. Thank you, Mr. President. Councilman Lattisaur.
Thank you, Chairman. Good evening, Director. So you thought that this was coming in at $1.7 million. You said, how many square feet is involved in that roof?
I don't have that in front of me.
Do you have the information in front of you to explain to me how you thought it was going to be $1.7 million?
That was the estimate that the consultant we were working with came up with. And that was that was the estimate that the consultant we were working with came up with.
And who did the original assessment of that roof?
The consultant we were working with, Garland.
Who was it?
Garland. They assisted with the bid specification and the evaluation. And we also had an infrared scan done of the roof. So that with all that information, that's kind of what we used to put together the bid package.
I couldn't understand who you said did the assessment. What's the name of the company?
Garland.
Garland?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So they drew up the specs. They came up with the criteria. You did an infrared scan that took it right down through the deck.
Yeah, I guess.
To the subdeck.
Yeah.
And this price includes the removal and disposal of all the current roofing materials up there?
That's correct.
was anything identified in that assessment regarding any asbestos that may be in that roof?
No, they didn't. They took a core, and in that core, they didn't find anything. So that's kind of what they were going off of.
How many core samples did they take?
I believe they took two.
Two? That's a huge amount of roof for two core samples. You're talking 1.6 million. That's a huge amount of roof. What happens? Let me rephrase. That price of 1 million, I'm going to use round numbers, 1.6 million. Is that a number locked in stone? Or are there any, I know you got 10% contingency built into this number, which is, of course, a good thing. So are they locked into that number, regardless of what they find in the substrates going through?
Yeah, that's the number.
Regardless if there's any asbestos determined?
Correct.
Okay, fine. Out of curiosity, though, if you could send me what the squareage is on that roof when you get a minute. I'm just curious to know. I don't feel like doing an eagle view or having to go measure it either.
That's fine.
All right, that's good. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Thank you. Item number two is bid 2022-286 Alpha, City of Warwick, District 6, gasoline, low sulfur diesel, ultra low sulfur diesel fuel. This is found on page 5. Good evening, Christy.
Good evening, Christy Moretti, Public Works Business Manager.
Thank you.
Department is requesting to increase the award for the bid that expires April 9th, 2023. For the purchase of diesel and unleaded fuel in the amount of $250,000.
So for the same reasons that you've come before us in the past?
Yes, we have almost met the cap on our spending authority, so we are requesting to increase that to complete this bid, hopefully.
Thank you. Questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Comments, questions? Councilman Lattisore.
Thank you. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
So does any other departments in the city, will they be getting any of this fuel if this additional $250,000 is approved?
Like what departments?
Like school department. Let's start with them.
Yes, the school department gets fuel from us.
They get how much?
They get
fuel a month?
From us.
From
yes,
you. Okay. Do they get all their fuel from DPW?
Yes.
Okay. How about police and fire?
Police and fire do not, nor does the sewer department, unless their pumps are down for some reason and they have an emergency,
right. Okay.
They purchase their own. We supply for pretty much everybody else.
How about the water department?
Yes.
So DPW provides fuel to the school department and the water department?
School, water, highway, field maintenance, automotive,
sure.
Sanitation.
All your people. Yeah.
Yeah. Transwick.
What is it?
Transwick.
Okay.
Library.
Mm-hmm. What is your available budget as of today?
As of today, my available budget, we have two different budget codes. 65-220 is $115,165.62, and 65-221 is $181,023.27.
Is that including all encumbrances as of today?
It includes the requisitions that are still on hold, and I did get one additional bill for $28,755.92.
And these balances that you just spoke to, those bring you through the contract period? Or that's the balance that you have left to get through the contract period?
I'm not, the balance in the budget code?
Yeah.
Your available budget. I hope so.
Yeah. Do you know how many total gallons of diesel fuel and gasoline that you used last year?
I don't have that information. I can get it, but I don't have it with me, no.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. I'd like to see the comparison for fiscal year 2022, what you used in gallons in budget code 65220 and 221, as well as what you've used to date on the fiscal year. Okay.
And we can do that, but this is more driven by price. I mean, it is driven by how many gallons we use, but it's driven by price. It fluctuates.
Understand. No, I know what drives the price. The gallons drive the price. And when you get a delivery of fuel, it tells you how many gallons you got. So it shouldn't be that difficult to add up how many gallons you used. So what was your revised budget in 65220 and 221 for fiscal year ended 2022?
As far as expenditures or the
what? Monies, as far as monies. What was your actual adjusted budget for budget code 65220 and 221 for fiscal year ending 2022?
65220 was $303,767.72. 220,
yeah, go
221
ahead.
Was $698,533.70.
So there was a considerable savings in fiscal year ended 2022. You ended up with somewhere around using a million versus a projected of 1,139,000. So it was about 140,000 that you actually were able to save. So I'm a little bit confused as to some things that are going on here with this fuel. One is, you came to us early on for an adjustment on your cap. And then you returned for an adjustment on June 4th for $100,000. And I was under the impression, let me back up. So who actually came up with that conclusion that on January 4th, at least that's when it came to us, you needed another $100,000 because you'd almost exceeded your cap and you needed more money to get through the rest of the contract?
So originally that $100,000 was requested for diesel fuel only. And obviously it wasn't enough. The price of fuel is still fluctuating. I can tell you that, you know, 2 weeks ago we got diesel fuel, it was $4 a gallon. We got it last Tuesday and it was $3.85 a gallon, which is still higher than what we anticipated the cost would be. And we've been up close to $5 a gallon during this fiscal year. So as well, last fiscal year, we transferred $100,000 in. Our original budget was $600,000, and we transferred in $100,000. So our revised budget was $700,000, which is what we based this year's budget on, for as far as diesel anyway. So it's very hard to pinpoint exactly how much we're going to spend. And, you know, if we get snow, you know, twice a week for the next 2 months, we're going to be using even more fuel. So we do the best we can when we come up with these numbers in the budget and when we ask for spending authority. But I don't have, you know, I wish I knew what it was going to be, because I would be able to plan a little bit more accordingly. But we are in need right now. We have some bills that we can't pay because we don't have the spending authority right now.
I didn't hear what you said about the $100,000 that you came to us in January for, that was supposed to take you through the rest of the contract. Did you say that $100,000 was only for one?
It was for diesel fuel.
Only for diesel fuel.
So originally, when I had made the request, I had made the request for $410,000, and then we had had a conversation, and I thought that I had made an error. And I thought that I had asked for too much, so I reduced it to $100,000 at that point. And then we paid some bills, and I have about $20,000 of spending authority left on the cap as it stands right now.
And in a two-week period, you have to come back to us for another $250,000.
Well, yes.
In a two-week period.
Right. Because I had bills that had to be paid at that point. I have three bills here that need to be paid. All told, it's $91,724.03.
And you just got those bills when?
I got one. Well, there's just for January.
How much is that one?
There's three of them.
Well, you said you got one for January. So
I said they are for January. There was a delivery on the 10th, the 20th, and the 30th.
What's the total spending authority you have right now?
$950,000.
And your original... When you say $950,000 of spending authority, that's combined diesel and gas?
Yes.
Okay. Your original was gasoline $300,000 and diesel $700,000, right?
It was $850,000. So, and then I asked for another $100,000 in at the early January meeting, which made it 900.
Yeah, I'm talking about spending authority. I'm talking about your budget. Your budget for line item 65220 for this fiscal year was $300,000, and in 221, it was $700,000 for your total budget.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we also have in those budgets as well. There's one we pay for a diesel exhaust fluid out of the diesel budget, and we have propane that comes out of the unleaded budget as well. So there's a couple other.
I can't hear anything you're saying.
There's some other items that come out of those budget codes as well.
There's monies in other budget codes. Is that what you said?
There's money that comes out of those two particular budget codes for other products.
How does that happen?
Because one of them is diesel exhaust fluid that comes out of the diesel budget, and we take the propane that we use out of the unleaded budget.
So that gets transferred from 65 to 20 or whatever to something else?
No, it just comes out of that budget code.
You just draw it out of that budget.
Right. So the original request was $850,000. I asked for $100,000, and now I'm asking for another $250,000 for a total cap of $1.2 million. Mm-hmm. However, this bid also started last fiscal year, so that's also part of the so it started from April to June of fiscal year 22, and then July to April of 23. So there's expenditures from last fiscal year that still count against the cap.
Yeah, if this $250,000 is approved this evening, that'll increase your cap to $1.1 million?
$1.2 million.
$1.2 million. and in available budget, actual dollars and cents in your budget, you still have a fair amount of money in your available budget, cash-wise anyways, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, I look forward to getting those numbers on the gallons of usage for last fiscal year as well as this fiscal year for both of those items, 220 and 221. Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. I'm all set.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Foley.
Chrissy, if you could copy me on that, what Councilman Lattiser just asked for.
Of course.
And B, earlier in your testimony, you mentioned Councilman Lattiser asked if what you're requesting will last, or what you have, I'm sorry, what is in your budget will last to the end of the contract. And you said, hopefully.
Right.
Well, I understand, but what's your expert opinion?
Between the two products, we average probably $120,000 a month, but that's if we're getting a delivery every single week. We're getting one every 10 days right now, so far, and now we're into February. So I'm hoping that, yes, this what we have left in our budget code will satisfy the end of the contract. If not, that'll be a conversation that we have with the finance department at that point.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further questions from members of the council? Are there any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public?
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Councilman.
Christy, may I ask you another question, please? Could you...
Christy, if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself again, please.
Christy Moretti, Public Works Business Manager.
Thank you. Councilman?
Thank you. Christy, could you also send me just the fuel that you supplied to the school department? You supply both gas and diesel to the school department?
Yes.
And you must keep track of that separate, right?
Yes, we backcharge departments for what they get from us.
Okay. If you could just break out those numbers that you're going to put together for the gallons used, if you could break that out and show me individually what the school department used for gas and diesel.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Thank you, Chrissy. So I'm going to go through again. Any further questions from members of the council? Any further questions from members of the public? Members of the public. The next item is bid 2021-226, turnkey operation for printing and mailing of water, sewer, tax, and billing. This is found on page 12 of the bid package. Good evening.
Good evening. Kyla Jones, tax collector.
Thank you.
Hi. I'm here on behalf of the tax department, water department, sewer authority. We're requesting a 612 alteration of contract to extend the current contract under the same terms and conditions. Our current contract is in place with D3, and the request is to extend from May 2nd of 23 through May 1st of 25. This would result in an increase to spending of $73,500. Each department funds their own portion. The tax billing charge codes 22202, requesting $22,000. Utility billings 84202, requesting $42,000. And the sewer authority, who bills for sewer usage and sewer assessment, would be under charge code 80202, and they're requesting $9,500. D3 Logic has proven themselves as a qualified bidder and has processed tax and utility billings for 15 non-consecutive years. And they're very familiar with the city and their intricate billing needs. Do you have any questions?
Thank you. Questions from members of this committee? Council President McAllister.
Thank you. Good evening, Director. I just want to, I know you guys are on top of this, but last time you had to come back, one of the departments had to come back, there was a mistake in the what they sent to the printer. So double check, triple check, so we can do it the one time, because as we know, the printer just prints whatever you send them. So I just want it out there, and I know you guys are on top of it, but just a subtle reminder. Thank you.
They're aware. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you. Are there any further questions from members of this council? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Chairman. So you say that this is for turnkey operations for printing and mailing of water, sewer, and tax billing. No other billing from any other department, such as the Board of Canvassers, goes through your turnkey operations for printing or mailing of any sort?
No, it's just strictly tax collectors, water,
mailing
and sewer.
Of water, sewer, and tax billings.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Further questions from members of the council? Are there any questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. The next bid is bid 2023-345, Faro Focus Premium. That is found on page 18. Good evening, Major.
Good evening, Major Andy Sullivan for the Police Department. The Police Department is seeking a 56-6 exception to bid to purchase a Faro Focus Premium on-scene digital documentation scanner. The reason for the exception to bid is that Faro Technologies is the sole provider of their own proprietary equipment. Faro Focus Premium is a state-of-the-art laser scanner which would be used at scenes of serious or fatal motor vehicle accidents and also at major crime scenes. The Faro Focus Premium scanner provides precise scene documentation utilizing 3D technology which quickly and efficiently documents every aspect of a traffic or crime scene. This technology further solidifies crucial evidence documentation and does so in less time. The scanner will expedite traffic and crime scene investigations while simultaneously increasing the accuracy and detail of these scenes. This device is able to integrate with other Faro and drone products currently owned by the police department and used at traffic and crime scenes. The total cost, if approved, would be $59,468.55 and would be funded through budget code 30-332. Community services.
Thank you, Major. Questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Thank you, Major.
Thank you.
The next item up for bid is 2023-319 ammunition. This is found on page 31. Major, please reintroduce.
Good evening, Adrian Sullivan again for the Police Department. The Police Department went out to bid for ammunition and received bids from the following three vendors: Frontsight LLC out of Cumberland, Rhode Island; Eagle Point Gun out of Thoroughfare, New Jersey; and Deese Firearms LLC out of Texarkana, Texas. The Police Department seeks to award Deese Firearms LLC the bid as they were the lowest overall qualified bidder. The spending authority sought for this bid is $50,000, and if approved, would be funded through the Police Department operating budget code 30-236, supplies target range. The current bid in place expires on 3/20/23. This new contract with Deese would commence on 3/21/23 and would be for 1 year.
Thank you, Major. Councilman Foley.
The ammunition, obviously, the vast majority is for firing range. How often does an officer have to requalify?
It's annually for the basic qualification. We also have to do we call it night shoot. It's a low light condition shooting exercise we do in usually late October. That's a bare minimum. And anytime in between, we may do other training. That's just for the normal officer in the department, not the members of the SWAT team or any other specialized units that may have to use firearms more often.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of this council? Councilman Lattisaw.
Thank you, Chairman. Good evening, Major.
Good evening.
Major, I've done some research on this, the different line items here you have in the ammo. It was kind of interesting to learn also that some of it is really a specialty type of a round. And in doing some searching for pricing, I have found that these firearms, their numbers are within reason, you know, particularly if you factor in some shipping costs, et cetera. I just wanted to get something clarified on Eagle Point or regarding Eagle Point, because there is a substantial difference in numbers. Am I interpreting this correctly in their item or in the bottom of the bid with delivery time? They're saying anywhere from 365 to 600 days from the time you place an order to receive the ammunition?
That's what they're stating. And they're also stating they're only guaranteeing prices through February 28th of this year, and the bid doesn't start till March. So that's obviously a non-starter as far as they're concerned in our current bid.
Certainly, you can't wait a year, let alone a year and three quarters to get ammo.
Right. As you can see, all each bidder gives a drastically different scenario. One's subject to availability, one's less than 30 days, and the other's upwards of a year or longer.
Mm-hmm.
They all do, I assume, order from different their own suppliers. So what their relationship is with their own specific supplier themselves can have an effect on these delivery dates.
To be honest with you, I can understand why they would stipulate a price hold only until February 28th. I know for certain that ammunition is fluctuating a lot, particularly over the past year or two, and it continues to fluctuate. I've made some phone calls to find out that some firearms dealers have experienced 3 to 4 price increases in this past year. So I can get that, but 365 day wait, that's not acceptable even with their pricing the way it is. Had you given any thought to possibly, let me back up. Is this price for 1 year from D's?
Yes, that's a price lock per the bid specs for 1 year.
Okay. So there was nothing discussed with them for putting a 2-year cap on it?
There is not, no.
And to be honest with you, I doubt that they would. Not after making some of the calls that I've made. I'm fine with that. Thank you, Major. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Ricks.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm really not familiar with the prices for ammunition. The extent of my knowledge is pretty much what's been expressed up here by Councilman Lattiser, that I know that the prices are fluctuating and the prices have been going up rapidly. Just out of curiosity, the price ranges that are being quoted by the bidder that's being recommended by the department, and I do understand that these are prices that are being guaranteed for a year. Are the prices from that manufacturer, or I'm sorry, that provider, are they competitive with what the department would say be able to get off the shelf from a local store? I'm not sure how these prices compare to, say, if the department were to just go online or go to a local store and purchase that way?
Unfortunately, due to the quantity that we purchase in, it wouldn't align with the budget requirements and purchasing requirements, so that kind of handcuffs us right there. And we are confident that the bid price would be the lowest available in the bulk order, too.
Thank you. That makes sense.
Thank you, Councilman. Further questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Thank you, Major.
Thank you.
At this time, we have concluded the bid items above the $50,000 threshold. What I will do now is go through the committee, council, then the public, to see if there's any item on the bid package that has not already been discussed that they would like to discuss. I will start with the committee.
Item 11 and 12, which are bids 2023-332.
Councilman Foley has requested item number 11, so bid 2023-322, police pre-employment medical exams, and item number 12, bid 2023-332, Reed Interview School. Are there any other items that members of the committee would like to discuss? Thank you. Are there any items on the bid package that members of the council would like to discuss? Any items on the bid package that members of the council would like to discuss?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am fine.
I'm not jinxing it. Thank you, Councilman. Are there any items?
I didn't want you to think I was sleeping. I understand. Got it.
Are there any items that members of the public would like to discuss? Are there any items that members of the public would like to discuss? Thank you. So I will go right to the first item, which is item number 5, which is bid. I'm sorry, correction, withdrawn. We'll go to the first item, which is item number 11. Item number 11 is found on page 322. I'm sorry? 95. Thank you. Found on page 95 in the bid package, and that is bid 2023-322, police pre-employment medical exams. Councilman Foley, Major, would you please identify yourself, please?
Major Andy Sullivan for the police department.
Thank you, Councilman.
How are you doing? Good evening, Major.
Good evening.
The first question is, are 11 and 12 related?
11 and 12.
Item 11 and item 12. Bid 2023-322 and 2023-332.
No.
All right. So just with the item 11, 2023-322, I take it that's because we're anticipating hiring on or sending to the academy or the school new recruits?
Yes, sir. We do this bid every year, even if we anticipated sending nobody or 25 people, we'd probably still do this bid just because it's tough to anticipate due to retirements, resignations, and so on.
Do we have any current openings on the police force?
Right now, we're in decent shape. We're still down a handful of people, but not too bad. But we do anticipate more retirements, and we have to, you know, finish FTO, field training offices that are, we have currently have six and two transfers also, so we have to wait. We're accounting for all them also successfully passing.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions for members of this committee? Questions for members of the council? Questions for members of the public? Councilman Foley?
I'm drawing on the next one.
Is there any questions or comments for members of this committee on bid 2023-332, Reed Interview School? Questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. May I have a motion on the consent bid package?
Move favorable action.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
The next item on the Finance Committee agenda is PCR 16-23, resolution relative to abatements. Good evening. Please introduce yourself, Neil.
Good evening. Neil Dupuy, Director of Assessing. This month we have probably the smallest amount of abatements that we've had since I've been here, $1,415.20. They're both new exemption applications, but I'll answer any questions you might have.
Thank you so much. Questions from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Question, comments from members of the public? Thank you so much. May I have a motion?
Move favorable action.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. The time is now 5:54 and the Finance Committee is closed. 5:44 and the Finance Committee is closed. Thank you.
Ordinance Committee. So ordinance will convene at 6:01 p.m. First thing is acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on December 19th, 2022.
Move to accept.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Next is acceptance of minutes from committee meeting held on January 18th, 2023.
Move to accept.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Next is PCO 2-23, an ordinance to prohibit parking on either side of Pilgrim Parkway on school days between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. This is Councilman Foley and Councilman Ricks, who wants to take point. Looks like Councilman Ricks does.
So this is an item that Councilman Foley and I have been working together on. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. This would prohibit parking on either side of Pilgrim Parkway on school days between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. Pilgrim Parkway, of course, being the street that Pilgrim High School is on. There have been signs posted. However, we want to make sure that the ordinance is properly conforming to the signs that are posted and, of course, have the traffic study. Thank you to Councilman Foley for putting in that traffic study, making sure that we have the proper documentation and approval and approvals recommendation from the police department on all of this. So I think that it speaks for itself. I would yield for any questions.
Any questions or comments from members of the committee? Any questions or comments from members of the council? Any questions or comments from members of the public? Seeing none, we can entertain a motion.
Move favorable action.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That concludes Ordinance Committee at 6:04 p.m.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next committee will be the Public Safety Committee, which can start at 6:10. So we'll see you in a few minutes.
Good evening again. The Public Safety Committee is called to order at 6:10. First order of business is acceptance of minutes from January 4th, 2023. Do we have a motion?
Move to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Second item is acceptance of minutes from December 19th, 2022. Do we have a motion?
Move to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. To the claims docket. The first item is PCR. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. PCR 17-23 considered, my bad, is for William Cottarelli, 171 Sumner Avenue. And the recommendation is to approve in the amount of $129.95. Any comments or questions from members of the committee?
Chairman?
Go ahead, sir. Councilman Ricks.
Yes, so I would, after having a discussion with Mr. Cardarelli on this matter, I would be in favor of moving to approve in the amount as recommended by the department of $129.95. I understand that this committee's ordinary practice would be to go with the lowest of the three between the invoice and the estimates. However, in this specific situation, you'll notice that Mr. Cardarelli is not seeking reimbursement from the city relative to the replacement of the tire or the damage and repair to the rim. As per his notarized affidavit, he states that he did receive compensation for the tire and rim repair from Smart Auto Care. I believe it's a form of a warranty that he had that he received from the dealership Bald Hill Kia. You'll notice that the $129.95 that came out of pocket for him and is reflected in the invoice in our packet, that reflects the price actually charged by Bald Hill Kia to him for the alignment that he reasonably needed to get at the same time as that new tire and the rim repair. So, based on that, as he is not seeking reimbursement from the city for the tire and the rim repair, but instead was able to use that warranty all to the city's benefit, and so effectively he was already there and the city was benefiting from him being there at Bald Hill Kia, I believe that the invoice of $129.95 is reasonable and gives a benefit to the city under those circumstances. I suppose that per this committee's recent practice, I would also point out that this occurred back in August of 2022, and therefore the committee's exceptions when it comes to COVID-19, those would also be in play here.
Thank you. Any members of the council? Mr. Sinapi.
So it's for the solicitor, the fact that he filled out the affidavit and said he's going to, or already has sought compensation elsewhere. Is it done in a manner that's sufficient so we don't have to worry about it? Because I know usually once they check one of the two boxes besides the one we're used to, issues arise.
Thank you, Councilman. It appears accurate, as Councilman Ricks had elaborated, as to the amount of compensation would not result in a windfall. This is just covering the balance of actual expenses, and there were other he sought and received the coverage for the other damage done, so I think we're okay to proceed.
Any other comments from the council? From the public? Any comments from the public? Do we have a motion?
Move to approve in the amount of $129.95.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The second item is Robert Gasol. The recommendation is to approve in the amount of $251. Any comments from members of the committee? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. I also had an opportunity to speak with Mr. Garceau earlier today. He, along with Mr. Cardarelli, I reached out to them both, as they are both residents of Ward 2. So, as to this, you'll notice in the packet that the $251 is the price per the invoice. We can also see that the two estimates that were provided, they are fairly close to the amount that was actually charged per the invoice. The first estimate of $248.99 being a mere $2 and a penny off from the invoice, and then the third item, that is the second estimate from TireEasy.com, being $208.81. In this specific situation, the estimates did not include the cost of the installation, as well as the hazardous disposal fee and the taxes on the same. So, as the department recommends the amount of $251, and given this committee's practice during these times with COVID-19, the pandemic, you'll note that the date of incident here is back in 2022, specifically May 31, 2022. I know that there has been a memo, and not so much a memo as an explanation from the department head via email as to how this particular item fell between the cracks for a little while. So, wanted to merely bring that to the committee's attention as to why we are reviewing a claim from a date of incident way back on May 31st that was timely submitted and is attached to a memo that was originally dated June 10th. Has the department director's signature dated January 29th, 2023, which is why it's before us this evening. So, under all of those facts, I would urge the committee to simply approve in that amount of $251, given COVID-19 and given the delay to the constituent as well.
Any other members of the committee? Members of the council? Members of the public? Any members of the public? Any members of the public? Hearing none. Do we have a motion?
Move to approve in the amount of $251.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next item. Jasmine Perkins, 6 Gough Avenue. The recommendation was to not approve. However, Councilman Gebhardt, who is not here tonight due to illness, reached out to me today and explained to me that he had sent numerous notifications to DPW about potholes on Cohesit Road, and he advocated for his constituent that and asked to have it approved, since that was the only reason that it was denied, was that they said they were not aware of the pothole. I would ask for a favorable action on this claim. So any members of the committee would like to speak on it?
I don't know if that's the one Gebhardt was asking.
I thought it was.
I thought it was Raza.
I'm sorry, thank you for clarifying. That's the one. I'm looking at Raza here, not here. That was my mistake. I was speaking on the wrong claim. I had him in reverse order in my pile. So, on this one here, Jasmine Perkins, that was my mistake. That is the claim that is in front of us right now. And the recommendation from the department is to...
Boone Ferry?
Yes, Councilman.
Can you make sure your mic is on? We're having a difficult time hearing you.
Thank you. Anyways, let me back up then, since my mic was not on. The claim that we are discussing right now is Jasmine Perkins. The recommendation from the department is to deny, because on this pothole claim for Commonwealth Avenue, the city was not aware of any or had no knowledge of potholes in that area. So the recommendation from the department is to not award. Any comments from the committee? Councilman Ricks.
Pardon me. I see that Councilman Stappi's hand is raised. He's the councilman of that ward, so I would want to defer to him.
Councilman Stappi.
So I had a notification to DPW the month prior, it appears, as far as necessary for paving. And I know they were actively doing work that required stripping down the entirety of the connecting road too. I don't think they did anything on Commonwealth, though. They did it on Lee and Whipple. So they should have known about Commonwealth as well.
So you're advocating for us to award the claim in the amount of $229.79?
As long as it's under the cap, yes. And I can usually attest to Commonwealth. I go down it frequently. Then I'm not a stranger to the potholes there, unfortunately.